The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:08 now on this Thursday morning. We're all going to be screwed up with what day of the week it is until we get to next Monday, January 6th, which, if you think about the way it works out, and it's going to be a long king cake season because Mardi Gras is on March 4th. Just remember the date of a military command, right? March 4th. It's going to be a long king cake season, and Monday, when we all get back to work, and not that I'm not working now, you get the point, January 6th, when we really start the new year, it'll be King's Day. But until then, we're going to be all messed up with what day of the week it is. It is Thursday, December 26th. A quick follow-up on a conversation with sports director Steve Geller just now. Somebody texted in, why did Sean Payton leave the Saints? Haven't heard one reason yet. Well, he left. He said he was burned out, which I believe that he probably was, and every now and then, you know, it's time for a new start somewhere. But he also knew, practically speaking, that Drew Brees was gone, and every now and then you get a generational quarterback and you get the right marriage that exists between a football head coach and a quarterback, and that happened with Drew Brees and Sean Payton. So there you go. Ebony Holmes joins us now, Director of Public Information and Advising for Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance, LOSFA, as it's otherwise known. Good morning, Ebony, and a belated Merry Christmas. How was the day for you and your family?
Good morning. The day was beautiful, and belated Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. Did you get anything nice?
Some gift cards, you know, the usual. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got coal. Matter of fact, it was even worse than that. I got a gift card for Cole. So I must have really, really messed stuff up, Ebony. I want to open
up. Yeah, you were high on the naughty list.
Yes, I was. Let's talk about, first of all, I want to bring the audience in on the Okunard Jeweler Talk and Text Line here at 504-260-1870 because so many times as parents, we worry about college education and we hear about saving and planning for our kids' college education. And I don't want anybody to overspend. I don't want anybody to pay too much. I don't want anybody to miss out because it is their money on what is available. And although we did talk to you last week, I think it was, I want to go back because not everybody listens at the same time. And maybe different people are listening today. Let's go back and start with the basics about what is LOSFA and what is FAFSA, because I didn't know that before you told me last week.
Yeah, both acronyms, and it can be confusing, but LOSFA is the name of our agency, which, as you stated at the beginning, is the Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance. So we handle a lot of the state financial aid programs, including the state 529 program, which is a start. And then with the FAFSA, that is an application. So the FAFSA is the free application for federal student aid. So that's the difference between the two.
All right. So what does your office do?
So our office does a lot. A lot of the times we oversee state programs like a lot of people are familiar with TOPS. We administer the TOPS scholarship. Louisiana Go Grant, MJ Foster, several other programs for college access. We do a lot of outreach around the state in the form of FAFSA completion assistance, whether it be at post-secondary institutions or at high schools. We also are in, you know, libraries. We come out if someone needs someone to come out and talk about financial aid or anything of that nature, we're doing outreach. So that's kind of gives you an idea of what we do on a day-to-day basis.
I said last week it was actually the beginning of the month, but you know how the end of the year is. December all blurs together, right? And you end up before you know it in the new year. Maybe we should start as a case study. Let's talk about parents with kids that are, say, freshmen, sophomores, juniors in high school. When's the right time for parents to, earlier than that, to start saving money, but to actually start looking into what's available and getting ready for college financially?
I would say, you kind of want to, and some of what we've done is that we've tried to create kind of a college-going culture in the state with the understanding that college is not just four-year institutions. Even if you want to go to a trade school and pick up a trade, that is considered college. You know, it's a post-secondary education. And so we usually encourage students and parents to be very intentional about that, what we call our match and fit process, which is really early on. And you can start this part of it really eighth grade, ninth grade, kind of starting looking at what do I have an aptitude for, you know, because that's going to shape kind of as they're going through high school, that's going to kind of shape some of the electives that they take. And then once you kind of see what do I have a natural affinity for, what do I want to major in as you're in 9th, 10th grade, when we start getting to 11th grade, that is when we really kind of start looking at what colleges are out there, if possible. Go for a campus tour, which is always good to expose the student to being in a college environment. But that's really the time that you want to kind of start looking at taking a serious look at what institutions offer my major. And also the important part, how much is it going to cost me, right? That's the part that we really want to look at. And that's where you start to look at which of these institutions have institutional aid, have their own scholarships that I can apply for in addition to state federal aid. And then as they move into their senior year, that's when they're going to kind of hit the ground running, starting like sending in applications for admission, scholarship deadlines, looking at all that stuff. Senior year is also going to be when they're able to start applying for aid via the FAFSA. So it's kind of, you know, a holistic approach where you kind of start right before you get into high school, I'd say. And as you get march towards 12th grade, that's kind of when you really want to start looking at deadlines. And it's, you know, getting real 12th grade, do your FAFSA, apply for admissions. And that would be the recommended timeline that I would give.
Let me jump in with this, if I might interrupt for a second, Ebony. Somebody texted in about driving in from Baton Rouge and they're wondering about fog. If y'all have driven in from Baton Rouge and know about the fog for people that are returning from family and loved ones and so forth, shoot me a text at 504-260-1870 because we want everybody to be text. I know we're under a dense fog advisory until 10 a.m., but that doesn't really tell me what it's like out on the road, especially from Baton Rouge into the city. Ebony, you talked about the match and fit process, and that goes to a text that just pops up from somebody that said they have a child that started graduated in English, got a master's in teaching, and now at 28, they want to be an electrician. I don't know. but look, in all fairness, it took me, for whatever reason, I quit school, college in the 20s and attended the University of Life for a couple of years. That's what I call it, to bounce around and figure out what I wanted to do. The training that I had at the University of Life, and I think the good Lord always has a way of setting things up, it helped me as much as college did to get me ready for this job because I understood how the real world worked. But when it comes to discerning that match and fit and what somebody wants to do, do y'all get involved in with that at all, or just from anecdotal experience or practical experience? How would a parent go about, or a freshman in high school go about determining what it is they want to do?
We have what we call a 5-point match and fit. And so we do have some of these resources on our website, we are actually in the process of kind of making an automated tool kind of that students can use that incorporates the match and fit. But really, you know, what you want to look at, because a lot of times we do have to avoid kind of going into this kind of, you know, this is what you should do for whatever reason. We just, to your point, we had a student that had like a really high GPA, had like a 31 or something on the ACT. And at some point he tried the 4-year route. He did not like it. he told his dad, he was like, sorry, Dad, I want to be a welder. And that's where his heart, where his heart was. And so we encourage students, and it's something that you have to be really intentional about when you think about match and fit. But the 5 points that we kind of really promote to students and parents to look at is, number one, academic match, you know, which is why we encourage them as many times as you can, take the ACT. If you want to take the SAT, do that. But once you start really looking at colleges, which ones can I get into, right? What ACT score do I need? Is it test optional? What GPA do I need? What courses do I need to take? Then you also have to look at, and a lot of people don't think about this, is a social and emotional match, right? You, particularly if you come from a smaller school and you're going to go, say, to an LSU where you get in some of these classes like Greek and Roman mythology where there are hundreds of kids. And so, you know, sometimes for some students, that can be a little jarring if you go from a small class setting to a large class setting. And so sometimes some students may not be able to make that adjustment. And so they have to ask themselves, do I want to be far away from home? You know, do I want to be somewhere where I can just, you know, drive an hour and go home to mom and dad? Some students are just like, you know, I'm graduating, going as far away as I can, you know, but then you also have to factor into travel costs. And a lot of this stuff is things that when you are thinking about college may not necessarily, you know, come to mind, but it's something that we encourage them to really think about. The other thing is looking at retention match, right? Looking, when you're looking at schools, which ones have students that look like me and which ones have students that are in my major that are graduating and doing well, right? So you're looking at which schools have the programs, but also which schools are graduating those students from those programs. So you want to make sure that you're somewhere where you are actually going to succeed in whatever career path that you're on. And then looking at, we mentioned this before, the aptitude, skills, and interests, like, what do I like to do? What am I good at? And then the part that we really like to help people decide on is the cost of choice, because all institutions are not created equal. You have some that are going to be more affordable. And then when you start looking at private colleges, we know that those can get costly. So that's where we really try to teach the value of scholarships, you know, completing the FAFSA to see what you'll qualify for and things of that nature. So I think if they follow those kind of those 5 questions, that'll do a good job of kind of helping them narrow down the schools that they have access to.
I don't want to get personal here, but do you have kids?
I do not. I have a multitude of nieces and nephews.
The only reason I asked is I was wondering about what advice you would give or what advice you gave your nieces and nephews, because I would imagine they're picking your brain like I'm doing right now, right?
Yes. The advice that I give my nieces and nephews is number one, you know, study, do well in school. I usually tell them, or I told them, you know, this is where this translates into dollars. You know, when you have your grades, even if you are involved in extracurricular activities in school, my niece and my nephew were both active in band. You know, my niece was captain of the volleyball team, and so she still kept her grades up. And so there was not a problem when they went to go apply for admissions. They both got into the institutions that they chose first, which is LSU, by the way. We are a family of Tigers. But that was what was important. And then also, particularly for my nephew, who ended up doing a change, a switch in majors. And so this is where I advised him, you know, he went from, I believe, mechanical engineering to like conservation biology. So again, kind of like a, you know, back to your point, there was a bit of a switch there. But I encouraged him, hey, you're changing your major. You're probably going to lose this particular scholarship because it is engineering based. Mm-hmm. But there is also funding available through Rockefeller, which is for, you know, those students in wildlife and fisheries. So just really encouraging them to investigate any potential source of financial aid. And sometimes it's not always there, right? A lot of people know about TOPS. That's the state signature scholarship program. But there's a lot of other financial aid out there that sometimes takes a little digging.
You know what? That's a perfect place. I'm sorry, you can pick it up right there. We'll come back because I just noticed the time, Ebony. We got to take a break. But that's a perfect place. I want to hear about your niece to pick it up when we come back, and also about sources of funding, because that's very important. A text pops up here from somebody that says, good morning. I started a Louisiana 529 plan for my daughter back when she was in grammar school for her college education. I recommend everyone do this. So there you go. Somebody else texted in, fog about a quarter of a mile, not that bad, from Gramercy to Kenner. No problem with fog. Worst area is over the spillway and still about 500-yard visibility. So there you go, whoever's traveling. Anyway, I know somebody, Ebony, whose son was a CPA, got a degree in accounting, sat for the exam, passed it, hated it, went to school, to energy school or whatever it is, to become an energy lineman. And his mother tells me he has never been happier. So it's always a trade-off, right? We'll pick it up when we come back. Yep. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. I would love to hear the story of you and your child or adult child and what they decided to major in and how that worked out for them and what they're doing now and how you helped them figure out what it is they wanted to do. And if you have any questions about financial aid for colleges, this is your chance to pick Ebony Holmes' brain, as am I. She's the director of public information and advising for the Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance, LOSFA. That's the organization. The form you fill out is FAFSA. And we'll talk about that when we come back as well. 924, Tommy Tucker, WWL. 929 and a half. I love talking to smart people and picking their brains for information. And that's what I'm doing right now with Ebony Holmes, Director of Public Information and Advising for Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance. Nice enough to give us some of her time on this day after Christmas. Ebony, somebody texted in about a 529 plan. You want to talk about that a little bit? Oh, wait, beg your pardon. Let me take a step back. Let's finish the story about your niece and talk about sources of funding.
Yes. And I can tie the start into that sources of funding. I'm glad that individual texted that in. But with my niece, she was a little bit slightly different. And so the advice that I gave her was, number one, look for scholarships. Again, everything is just not out there sometimes. And I would send her links to scholarships. The great thing is that we do have somebody that kind of does that work for you, where they are compiling scholarships and we put them on our website. We put them on our Facebook page. So if, you know, anyone has like a junior, senior in high school, it might be a good idea to tune into our page, social media, because we do have that information out there, like for the deadlines for the scholarships, eligibility requirements, all that stuff.
What is, but Ebony, if I can jump in, what is the LOSFA social media page?
It is LOSFA, the LOSFA 001.
And that's on what?
That's on Instagram, and then on Facebook, it's just LOSFA, Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance.
LOSFA. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to go ahead, finish, please, complete.
Continue. No, that would be good for them to know.
That's what I'm saying.
I told her, you know, look for scholarships, write the essay. A lot of students will balk at that part where it's like, oh, man, they want me to write the essay. I'm like, write it. A lot of students do not. And so sometimes they find themselves with scholarship money and no one to give the scholarship to because no one wants to write the essay. So encourage her to do that. And then also, when looking at kind of what courses do you need to take, this child was a little different. During summer break, you know, we're in the mountains somewhere, and she literally put herself in physics her senior year of high school because she looked and saw that LSU likes you to take physics. So just kind of paying attention to admissions requirements, going the extra mile. And then also, of course, I was hounding her about the FAFSA. So several different types of financial aid. Most people are aware of federal aid. So when you do your FAFSA, that's going to give you access to federal funding. That's going to be your Pell Grant. If you choose to take out student loans. So the way that works, a lot of people think if I do the FAFSA, I'm going to get loans. If you're eligible for loans, your school will offer them to you, but you do not have to take them. So you can decline loans. What we tell students is that if you need to take out student loans, take as much as you need, decline the rest. But there's also FSEOG, which is another type of grant. If there are students that have been in the foster care system, there's CHAFE funding. You know, there are, for individuals who have parents who were killed in the line of duty, there's fallen hero funds. So lots of different funding that's available from a federal level by completing the FAFSA. And so a lot of times they're like, why are they asking all these questions? They're trying to find out what type of aid may this individual qualify for.
I think
so that's going to be from the federal government.
Yeah, I think that's important because sometimes people think their privacy is being violated or why do you need to know all of this? And all they're trying to do is match you up with whatever assistance is available, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get the best deal for you?
Correct. So they're trying to see what aid that you're eligible for. And then after that, in addition to federal aid, a lot of the colleges and our office even will use the FAFSA to see if students are eligible for aid for the state as well. So as an example, we use the FAFSA for MJ Foster, which is for those individuals who are 21 and older. And then we also use it for TOPS. So if a student does the FAFSA, they're applying for federal aid, but they're also applying for TOPS. So it's not like they have to do a separate application. And so through our office, we have a number of financial aid programs. Again, most people are going to be familiar with TOPS. We have the Louisiana GO Grant, which is not as old as TOPS, but it is a need-based financial aid where for those students who are eligible for the Pell Grant, they'll be eligible for anywhere from $300 to $3,000 a year, depending on how their school does packaging. But that would be in addition to any other financial aid that they have. We have the Rockefeller Scholarship for those individuals that are in like marine biology, conservation, wildlife, and fisheries. We have Go Teach. So many programs which are on our website. And then also for the individual that texted in, Louisiana also has three different savings programs. So if you're not familiar with 529 programs, it's basically like a college savings plan. And the great thing about Louisiana that people may not know, START has one of the better 529 programs in the country. And so what makes it great is that in addition to the interest that is accruing on your START account, the state of Louisiana will match anywhere from 2 to 14% of the deposits that you put into your START account. And to determine what match you get, it's based on your adjusted gross income. So anyone that makes under $30,000, they're going to get the full 14% match. Anyone that's over $100,000 is at least going to get the 2% match. But it's a really great program. You open it, I think within 120 days, I believe, you have to make at least a $10 deposit to keep it open. After that, you deposit at whatever frequency and whatever amount that you choose. So lots of flexibility with START. It's really easy to draw the funds out when the student is ready to go to college. The great thing is that unlike state financial aid, which has to stay in the state, START funds are your dollars. So they can be used wherever the student chooses to go, as long as it's an accredited institution. So we have students with START funds that are using them all over the state. In addition to START, they more recently added START K-12. And for START K-12, it kind of has the same premise. There aren't any earning enhancements with START K-12, but that's for individuals who want to save money to pay for those schools that may have a tuition, K-12. And then we also have LA Able, which is a special type of 529. It's a 529A, and that's going to be for individuals with disabilities, but they can use their 529 plans basically to pay for a lot more than education. They can use it for like housing and things of that nature, but it allows them to save money in a safe space without having their benefits cut. So much information out there as far as what we have to offer, what the state has to offer. And if you go to start.la.gov is where you will find the information for START. But there's a lot that we have to offer as a state. And then, of course, you have institutional aid, and that's going to come directly from whatever institution the student is attending. And a lot of the times, they will also use the FAFSA just as an application to see what sort of financial aid those students can qualify for. And so when we look at institutional aid, look at the scholarships that the schools offer, you know, whether it's like Pelican Promise or something like that, they often have scholarships that they'll award to their students. But also look at the individual school, the School of Nursing, School of Engineering, because they will often have their own scholarships in addition to what the school is offering for those students that are majoring in those fields. So those are kind of some of the top three areas, the really big areas, where I tell students to look for financial aid.
Let's take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back with Ebony Holmes, the Director of Public Information and Advising for the Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance, LOSFA. Somebody texted in, Ebony, real quick before we go to traffic. Explain what FAFSA is for people that don't know.
The FAFSA is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, and that's how you apply for federal financial aid and some state and institutional aid.
A lot of letters and acronyms that can be confusing. Somebody texted in. We'll answer this when we come back. Have a daughter who went out of state for college and is now transferring back to Louisiana for college. What do I need to know about TOPS and scholarships? Because this conversation that we're having, it can be kind of confusing with the acronyms, but there's some big money involved here. And what really got my attention, Ebony, was when you talked about student loans and the people that make the loans, they're in the business of making loans. That's what they want to do. Just because they offer them, you don't have to take them. 939, it's akin to having a credit card coming to mail and thinking, well, because I'm in a credit card, I can afford to run it up. And that's not the case. 939, rather, 21 till 10, traffic now, WWL. 9:46, 14 till 10, talking to Ebony Holmes, Director of Public Information Advising for Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance, or LOSFA. And it's amazing, Ebony, how some parents will go from store to store trying to find the cheapest can of peas and carrots. I say that because I eat a lot of peas and carrots, or rump roast or what have you. But yet when it comes to this giant financial decision, sometimes are painfully unaware and leave money on the table, and that's what we're trying to avoid, right?
Yep.
All right. Have a daughter.
That's exactly what we're trying to avoid.
Have a daughter who went out of state for college. You should be proud of the work you do. You know that? I just thought of that. You should be, because you help a lot
Thank
of people.
Thank you.
Have a daughter who went out of state for college, now transferring back to Louisiana for college. What do I need to know about TOPS and scholarships?
All right. So what we need to know is, number one, and this is where you kind of start to go down the rabbit hole with TOPS. Mm-hmm. But with TOPS, of course, you know, four-year award, if they have opportunity, performance, or honors, for every year or every semester that they are out of state, they burn up a semester of TOPS. So any remaining semester, so say, for example, if daughter was out of state for 2 years, she would have 2 years of eligibility remaining to use in-state. In order to get that process started, if you go to that website, that mylosfa.la.gov, there is going to be a tab for resources. There's a form directory, and it's going to be listed under there with all the other TOPS forms, but you're going to look for a returning out-of-state student application. Student fills that out, sends us an official final transcript from the out-of-state institution, and once we get that information, we will go ahead and start processing their eligibility to pick up and use their award in state. As far as the FAFSA, if the student has not filled one out, and they will, I would suggest updating the schools to reflect that new college that they're going to be at, and then also checking with the institution to see what types of financial aid they have available, particularly for transfer students. Believe it or not, some institutions have money that's dedicated and put aside for those students who are going to be transferring in.
Somebody texted in about TOPS for blue-collar jobs, and I guess they mean industrial trades?
Ah, yes. So they may be referring to, with TOPS, we have actually four levels of awards. A lot of people are familiar with the four-year opportunity performance or honors, but we also have TOPS Tech, which is geared towards those students who want to go into technical programs. More recently, what they've done is that even though it is a technical program, they do have approved academic programs that they can use TOPS Tech for, like nursing. I believe at Southeastern, they have, I think, industrial technology. Mm-hmm. So now you see kind of they've expanded where you can use TOPS Tech to where it can be used at some of the four-year institutions. But for students who have the opportunity performance or honors, they can use those in technical or academic programs, or they can use it in both. You know, we have students that'll get a technical degree, have time left over, and then they'll start on a bachelor's. So they can, there's a wide range of things that they can use it for.
We talk so much about student debt in this country and what happened, but what struck me earlier was when you said, Ebony, that just because it's offered, you don't have to take it. Delve into that a little bit, if you will, please, because the people that are making these loans are in the business of making loans, right?
Right.
And that doesn't necessarily mean it's predatory, but it does mean that they're trying to get you to take out a loan. And as you said, you may not have to.
Correct. And so that, you know, that decision, a lot of times we end up at the back end of the decision with students contacting us, you know, when they're already in college and it's like, I need, you know, $10,000 or else I'm not going to be able to finish out my last year. But really back to what we were talking about before, the conversation starts a lot sooner when we talk about that 5-point match and we talk about cost of choice. It's going to come down to if you have a few choices where I'm going to get the same quality education at school A versus school B, but school B is $20,000 more per year. you know, that's where it's going to come down to kind of making those decisions that are going to be best for your pocketbook, right? Mm-hmm. And so when it comes down to student loans, our stance is we want students to graduate with as little debt as possible. But we also understand that's not always possible for a student to graduate debt-free. So the next best thing is if you have to borrow, do it responsibly. And so, you know, we don't want you to be what they used to call a refund baller, right? Where it's like, you get $10,000. It's like, well, I don't need that much, but I'm going to take it anyway. It's like, no. You know, because it's $5,000 now or $10,000 now, but by the time it goes into repayment, you know, and you look at interest, that's going to be a significantly higher dollar amount than what you borrowed. And so kind of really putting it into people's mind that if this is the amount of money that you owe, and they say, oh, well, you know, take out a loan, $5,000, that's not really subtracting anything. It's subtracting it from what you owe today, but once you graduate, you have to pay that back. And so always kind of keeping that at the forefront of your mind. Take the free money first, which schools are really good about doing in their packaging process. They'll assign like the free money, the grants, scholarships first. And then if there is a balance left, those loans go at the bottom so that if a student has enough financial aid, they won't offer them loans at all because they can't get more financial aid than it actually costs to attend the school. But we just really preach responsibility here. You know, if you don't need the money, don't take it. If you have other sources of aid, we encourage you to seek those and let those loans be a last resort. Because again, you know, a lot of 15, 16, 17, 18 year old students aren't thinking about what a student loan payment is going to look like, right? And so when we're talking financial aid and we're talking financial literacy, that has a part in that conversation as well that, hey, you know, if you make this much money and you have this much in loan debt, this is how much you're going to look at paying every month. And a lot of times when you tell them, they're like, student loans, I'd have to pay. That's like a cart note. Exactly. So be really responsible when it's time to take those loans out. And if you don't need X amount of dollars, it is absolutely okay to tell your financial aid office, I'm going to decline these loans or only, you know, disperse the amount that I need to cover my balance.
But a lot of people are listening right now saying, I wished I'd heard Ebony 10, 20 years ago. Thank you, Ebony. I appreciate your time. As always, we'll talk to you again in the new year. We won't speak to you again until next year. So happy new year, okay? And thank you for all your work.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Ebony Holmes, Director of Public Information and Advising for the Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance. I love talking to smart people, and I love talking to people with good hearts that just want to help other people. Ebony Holmes. We'll take a break. Come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL. I-959, day before Christmas, day after Christmas, rather, for us at least, is gone. Coming up, we have an Odyssey year-end roundup. Newell's still under the weather, unfortunately. I hope you feel better, Newell. And I know he felt bad about missing Santa Claus on Christmas Eve because he loves to do that, and I felt bad that he had to miss it. Ian did a great job, but that's Newell's favorite part of the year. Anyway, join us for an Odyssey year-end roundup, the year in money, the year in crime, and the year in business. That's coming up today from 10 till 1 on WWL and a free Odyssey app. This evening, you can join Steve Geller and Mike Dettelier, weekend kickoff, special edition of Sports Talk at Treasure Chest Casino. They'll count down to Thursday Night Football, Seahawks at Bears here on WWL, and talk about the Saints' final home game. Special thanks to Cullen Steele filling in today for Tim Zimmer, who weekly deserted us and left us, and Jordan Fiegel for his help. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning.